Kinross Gold spokesperson Anna Acheson says exploration conducted around the mine site since last fall has yielded some promising results.
We anticipate that this will confirm the economic viability of the project, and based on that, we're planning for production to start in 2024.
Acheson says Kinross officials have also gotten feedback, which he says has mainly been positive, from residents of Tetlin and other communities that would be affected by the project.
We've met with dozens of stakeholder groups and individuals in the last few months, including spending time down in Tok regularly. People are very excited about the economic boost to the project.
Toronto-based Kinross has been exploring for gold at the mine and conducting community outreach since soon after it bought a 70% share of the project from Houston-based Contango Ore, its partner in what's now a joint venture. Acheson says Kinross also has met with state transportation officials and trucking industry representatives to work out plans to transport the ore from the proposed mine to the Kinross Fort Knox Mine Mill north of Fairbanks.
We have heard some concern, you know, that there might be a need for more passing lanes or perhaps wayside, which means that people might just be pulling over and taking a break through some of those sections.
Acheson says those are some of the ideas that have been floated to reduce traffic backups that might form behind the 3 to 4 trucks per hour that Kinross says would be on the road hauling ore over the Alaska Highway to Delta Junction and then the Richardson Highway to Fort Knox, 250 miles away.
We are working with officials like DOT, and we are listening, and we are taking that into consideration when we design and plan.
Acheson says Kinross will continue planning and design work on the project during the scoping study phase that's expected to continue through the end of the year. And she says company officials will hold more meetings with community members and state and federal officials. She says by the end of the year, the company plans to begin the process of seeking permits, formally weighing in on the proposed projects, during the public comment phase. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.